veteran is someone who at one point in their life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America for an amount up to and including their life. Welcome to Common Valor, real stories from those who served in America's military, brought to you by Vetflix, a leader in documenting and sharing the veteran experience.
Post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury are the signature wounds of post-9/11 wars. In fighting an unseen enemy with values difficult to comprehend, our troops endure the stress of combat 24/7 and the potential of threats from any direction. In today's story, we meet Paul Roy, who served both in the Marine Corps and the New Hampshire National Guard. In 2006, Paul deployed to Afghanistan and encountered firsthand the challenge of maintaining morals in a world without rules. He shares the impact that this had on him and how disconnected he was from civilian life when he returned. Paul challenges us to truly accept veterans back and help them settle in as productive members of society once again.
Part of not knowing who the enemy is they use kids. You know, I mean, you're outside the wire and you're all suited up and you're ready for anything. And it was a kid, and he had a good sized cardboard box. You know, it was big. It was a little 8-9 year old kid, and he gets to the point where he's 15 feet in closing, and now we're really getting nervous. We don't know what's in the box. The kid's, just this nervous, scared little kid with a big cardboard box. And, we took aim on him. It's like the lowest point in your life. And you're pointing a loaded weapon at a kid, and you're ready to pull the trigger. Without a hesitation, I would have shot him, and the kid drops the box. And it flops over, and out spills a bunch of DVDs. We didn't know. These images stick with you, and so that doesn't help the sleepless nights. Because when you do sleep, it plays over and over in your mind, and it plays over and over. Any number of different ways it could have gone. Some nights I shot the kid. Some nights he blew me up. Some nights he blew up all my friends and I'm the only one standing there, and so it just feeds into the sleeplessness, and that's not conducive to good working schedules and, being a good employee. I mean, it's such a stigma right now with post-traumatic stress. Everybody thinks, if you have post-traumatic stress, then you're crazy. I heard from one business, they were like, you're not going to give people post-traumatic stress, are you? I'm like, it's not an infectious disease. I think that Americans need to understand what post-traumatic stress is, and the fact that, a veteran with post-traumatic stress can still do a great job, and they can still be a productive member of society. Just because it's an invisible wound doesn't mean it's a negative thing. We're not the same people that we were beforehand, but just changed. We've just changed people. We've been exposed to things, and we've seen things and experienced things that the veteran did it so that the American person doesn't have to. The American person doesn't have to, see burned cars on the sides of the road everywhere. The American person doesn't have to, smell the smells of a third world country or see what it's like to be in a third world country, hear those sounds and live in fear. They don't have to be that way because the veteran has done it for them. And so if they could just realize that, that these are the people that need to be taken care of now, they've done their sacrificing for the American people. And so these are the people that need to be taken care of now, because now they're here in their home and they just need a little bit of help getting back into the swing of things. That's just, I think America needs to, you know, just open their eyes to that.
They didn't ask to be injured, and we can help them heal. Veterans have lots to offer, and America gets stronger when they are welcomed back as important members of our community. For more veteran stories, visit vetflix.org. Subscribe, rate, and review at iTunes. And thanks.